All right, good evening, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the Board of Aldermen Alderwomen's regular meeting on Thursday, May 8th, 2025. The time is now 7 o'clock. Will you please stand for the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg, Ms. Petinici,
here.
Ms. Vidomsky,
here.
Ms. Berrios Perez,
here.
Mr. Kurtica,
present.
Mr. Sill,
here.
Mr. Chivarella,
present.
Ms. Falcioni-Smith,
here.
Mr. Hyder,
here.
Record should reflect you have 8 members present. Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Number 4, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption agenda. I have no additions. Mr. President, any?
None.
All right, so we'll go to number 5. Number 5, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Please come up to the podium, push the button, state your name and address for the record.
Frederick Pickrowski, 216 Derby Avenue, Derby, Connecticut. I'd just like to say Main Street's starting to look nice. Things are starting to come together. Good job, everybody, and to our current and previous administrations. Thank you. Ooh. But I also want to speak on the fact that we've had a number of street takeovers here. Derby Ave was one of them. It wasn't a big violent one, but needless to say, it was kind of noisy. That's about my only complaint. There's one on Pershing Drive, and also looks like Ansonia had one recently too. I saw some of the videos of that, and it's a little disturbing that only the thugs seem to have taken videos. We need to get body cams on our policemen, because there's one truth, but many different perspectives. And that's what hits the courts, the perspectives. Because everybody sees the same thing, slightly different. And we need the cops' point of view. I've watched other other body cams. It's kind of an interest to me on Facebook. And I see where people will be running and they'll actually have a gun. And even though they're running one way, they'll be shooting in another way, kind of randomly or whatever else, but endangering the life of a cop. So if a cop shoots someone in the back, it's almost assumed that that policeman or woman is guilty of something. We need to see their perspective in as close of a view as what they saw. Like I said, there's one truth, but there's many different ways of seeing it. Secondly, we need to get better fire equipment going. I heard a statistic today on the radio that says we have less fire personnel than we did before over a number of years. And especially with the volunteers, people aren't volunteering too much anymore. Trolley Point is a tinderbox. It was built with a steel first floor, and then floors 2 through 6, I believe it is, they're made of wood. Years ago, before I came to Derby, there was a fire, I believe, on Caroline Street or Water Street. The foundations still stand in the hills between Water and Caroline. And from what I gather, there was a rather large lawsuit against the city. So at some point, if we don't start investing in our bravest and finest and put the money up now and do something now, we could be faced to pay for major lawsuits, whether if it's a building that catches and we couldn't get to them because we didn't have the equipment, or if our cops have to take something to defend themselves or other people nearby, and they have to take questionable action, let them have the evidence to back it up. And lastly, I'm still going to nag at you about this. The $3 million deficit we had, or I can't say $3 million deficit, but where $3 million kind of disappeared. Let's get an audit going. I do not want to see another double-digit tax increase this year. And for you fine people, that might be political suicide. But anyway, good job on Main Street, and thanks for your time.
Okay. And just so you're aware, the police department do have body cams. They do wear them, so we already have them, and the budget was passed with no tax increase.
Cool. Thank you very much for updating me on that.
Okay. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Anybody else from the public like to speak? Third and final time. Anybody else from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Six, approval of minutes. There's no action this month. 6.2, refund of taxes. Move to approve monthly tax refunds in the amount of $47,720.43 dated May 5th, 2025. Do I have a motion? Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second, Sarah.
Second by Sarah. Any discussion?
I would like to ask
a question. Okay.
Sorry. Thank you. It's Amy. So what can we just tell me and the rest of the group, why are there so many, especially over this month? Is there, are we giving out the right information on the website and in the notices? Are these mortgage overpayments from escrow?
So as you're aware, we've got a new tax collector, and she's doing a tremendous job at cleaning up a lot of things that haven't been done for the past decade. So for instance, she had to send out notices to almost $81,000 worth of people, letting them know that there were, you know, refunds available if they wanted it. And that's a combination of what was going on over the last 3 years. You know, she hasn't been here that long, but it has taken her a little while to get to a place where she could start to attack this problem. So while that 47,000 worth responded back, said they want the refunds, they filled out the paperwork, and that's what you're looking to approve here. You know, that's 3 years worth. But at the same time, she had to go back 10 years and had to write off, because, you know, after 3 years, you don't have to give refunds. So over $300,000 were written off from refunds that were on our books, that's still sitting on the balance sheet, that ultimately are now going to be gone. And when we do the audit, you'll be able to see a pickup in the balance sheet because you no longer have to keep that liability on the books. So, you know, $300,000 good guy, $47,000 bad guy, but it was a lot of work. It's going to fix our systems, which were just super slow because there was way too much information in there. All this should have been done. I mean, it's a decade's worth of stuff that got caught up.
Okay. Thank you, Brian, for that explanation.
Thank you, Brian. Any other discussion?
Just, this is Sarah. I had a conversation with the tax collector today when I was going through this, because it was a big chunk. And to what Brian said, she has done a tremendous job of cleaning it up, and it should, you know, make the system, it already has made the system go faster. I know at the end of June, she's looking forward to cleaning out the rest of 21. And so this is definitely a good thing. It's a big number, but good work being done.
Absolutely. Good, great work being done. And that office is running very smoothly right now. Thank God. All right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mayor, I recuse myself from the vote.
Great.
I'm on the list.
All right. 6.3, appointments to boards and commissions, no action. 6.4, mayor's update. So let's see. So we have the 350th anniversary. Yeah. On Tuesday, May 13th, 2025, we will kick off the year of celebration to commemorate the 350th anniversary of the city of Derby. I would like to thank all of the organizers of the many events that will take place over the next year. It's sure to be an exciting year. I want to personally invite all of you to join me on Tuesday and at the end of the month as we celebrate our beloved city. There will be flyers with this month's events to you, which you all received in your packet today. So it should be, Tuesday should be very exciting, opening the time capsule and kicking off the celebration. Memorial Day, a reminder that our annual Memorial Day parade will take place on Monday, May 26th, 2025 at 9 a.m. sharp. Rain or shine, let's hope for shine this year, because I got really wet last year. Starting in Shelton and ending in Derby. Also, the annual Memorial Day service will take place on Friday, May 23rd, 2025 at 6 p.m. at the Derby High School to honor those veterans who have died since the last Memorial Day. And just a last little note, I want to wish all the mothers, grandmothers, godmothers, and mother figures a very happy Mother's Day on Sunday. That's my report for the month. Okay, seven, community relations and recommendations. Ron?
7.1.1. Oops. 7.1.1, Martin Luther King Jr. and Derby African Americans mural. That's been at the subcommittee for about 3 or 4 months, but I think it's come to a good resolution. So I'd like to move to adopt the resolution entitled Martin Luther King Jr. and Derby African Americans mural, dated May 1st, 2025.
All right, Ron made that in the form of motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion?
Where is this mural going?
It's all here on this piece of paper, but it's going to be right down here on the greenway behind us at the end on the wall on this side here.
It's not in public buildings.
No, it's right down here. When you come over to Derby Shelton Bridge, you'll be able to see it. Maybe the only time.
Any other discussion?
Just one little item at the number 5 in the resolution. Just change it to say City of Derby.
Oh, we're missing a Y.
Okay.
Wonder who did that. Good catch.
Right. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
7.1.2, bid waiver for floor of salt shed. I move to recommend a bid waiver for the installation of the salt shed at the Derby Public Works Complex in the amount of $43,850 from F. Pepe Construction, LLC, due to extenuating circumstances as recommended by Derby, Director of Public Works, Michael Piscinari.
And motion made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.
7.1.3, Water Pollution Control Authority, request for bid waiver garage door. Move to recommend a bid waiver for the installation of a garage door at the Water Pollution Control Plant in the amount of $18,898. Directly to the manufacturer overhead door so that the WPCA staff can install the necessary door themselves instead of as part of a more expensive change order as part of the ongoing rotary press replacement project.
All right, Ron makes that a form of motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion?
Just to be clear, that I don't know if it needs to be stated, but in the resolution here, it says as a period there after 18 rather than a comma. So I want to make sure that that's understood, that it's not $18.
Okay. Thank you, Rob.
Very good, Rob.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. You got it. Thank you, Ron. 7.2, Property and Development Committee.
7.2.1, RFP to add batteries to solar panels at the transfer station. Move to approve and authorize the publication of a request for proposals to add batteries to the existing solar panels at the Derby Transfer Station at 80 Pine Street, dated May 2nd, 2025, and reviewed by Corporation Counsel Richard Baturla.
In the form of motion?
That is in the form of a motion.
All right, motion made by Amy. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
7.2.2, RFP to add more solar panels at the transfer station. Move to approve and authorize the publication of a request for proposals to add more solar panels at the Derby Transfer Station at 80 Pine Street, dated May 1st, 2025, and reviewed by Corporation Counsel Richard Baturla, and that is in the form of a motion.
Motion made by Amy. Is there a second? Second by Jess. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 7.3, Finance and Public Safety Committee.
7.3.1, Proposed Staff Reorganization in the Finance Office. Move to adopt a resolution entitled Finance Office Staff Reorganization 2025, dated May 4th, 2025, as recommended by Finance Director Brian Hall and the Finance and Public Safety Committee. And that's in the form of a motion.
Motion made by Sarah. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 8, new business, sale of senior center van. Move to approve the sale of the senior center van to Terrence Crum in the amount of $6,200, as he was the highest bidder as recommended by Finance Director Brian Hall. Do I have a motion?
So moved. So moved.
Made by Rollins. Is there a second? Second by Amy. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.2, sidewalk reimbursement application. Derby Avenue Real Estate LLC, 196 Derby Avenue. Move to approve the application of sidewalk reimbursement in the amount of $2,500 for Derby Ave Real Estate LLC at 196 Derby Avenue, as recommended by Director of Public Works, Mike Piscinari. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.3, use of Caroline Street Belgium blocks for 350th anniversary memorabilia. Move to approve the use and sale of up to 50 small Caroline Street Belgium blocks cobblestones to create a 350th anniversary memorabilia. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Who's that? George, is there a second?
Second, Amy.
Amy, any discussion?
Is this old cobblestones, or are they pieces that are broken?
Yeah. Oh, Mark's coming.
Mr. Hyder, it's the...
Just state your name, please.
Mark Garfalo, town clerk, chair of the 350th.
You know where you live.
350. You know where to find me. I live right here. As indicated in the letter, because I wanted to make sure it's any ones that are either broken or basically smaller ones, the small, because a big one would be too big for what. So we have for the 350th bells that from Woodbury Pewter, made in America, made in Connecticut, made right up the road. Pewter bells, Christmas or holiday ornaments, and coins. So the coins, the idea is to have the coin affixed to the smaller ones.
Yeah.
And a little kind of placard to say what it is to kind of come out.
I guess I should have restated my question more clearly. I knew that there were going to be some broken ones. I just wanted to make sure that we weren't using any big ones or solid ones that could be used elsewhere.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. It's just to see, you know, if people are interested in that, but they would be small or broken, and they, you know, I don't know what they could do to them, but really kind of in the natural. What's there, they're going to pull out 25, and if we sell them, we'll do the other 25. But it would only be not full-size ones. They'd be way too big and too heavy for anybody to even lift up. Thank you. Appreciate your consideration.
Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 8.4, resolution regarding SIF-7 planning grant in the amount of $250,000 for Fountain Lake. Discussion and possible action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ron. Any discussion?
Yeah. What is this?
Okay. I'm Roger Solway. Just a quick bit of background. The state, in the Economic Development Department of the state, announced on the 28th of April.
Come on. There you are. No. Hit it again. Hit it again.
Till the light goes on.
All right, you're good now. Don't touch it now.
Okay, we had an email from Kara Rochelle saying on the 28th of April there was going to be a new grant announced called the Community Investment Fund. And the total amount was about $75 million. And it's targeted for distressed communities, as we are. It looks like my light's gone out again.
Well, you're good. You're good.
Okay. So we took a look at it, and it came with an extensive list of over 30 pieces of information that's required. But we also found that the submission date was the 3rd of June. That's 5 weeks after the announcement date. So we kind of had a little conversation amongst us and decided that this would be an ideal opportunity to get some funding to do an infrastructure planning grant for the Fountain Lake Industrial Park. So we looked at the list and we connected with our engineering group, the Lux Consulting, who did a feasibility study about 18 months ago on Fountain Lake, and could we use that information as part of what is required. We came to the conclusion there are two types of grants, a capital fund grant that's for actually building something, or a planning grant, which you almost need before you can apply for a capital funding grant. So we've gone for the planning grant and we've already started work on it. The challenge is one of the documents is the resolution that you have in front of you. The next committee meeting is the 22nd of May, followed by the board meeting on the 8th of June, which is after the deadline. So we're asking for your approval of the resolution tonight.
Who's writing this grant?
Myself, and we're getting some help from Lux Engineering. They've given us a proposal, essentially reusing a lot of the information they did about 18 months ago, which we then paid for the work. They did a topographic survey. They did an estimating cost of building roads, an estimated cost of connecting the sewer and water. So we've got a lot of background information, mainly a little updating, but that's where it's coming from.
Do we have the grant writer still?
We have a grant budget of 20,000 a year. We've currently got just over 12,000 left in that budget between now and the end of June. So we will use probably 9,000 of that in total to get this completed.
Good, Rob. Yeah. Any other discussion?
May I speak because this affects me? Sorry. Excuse me. I received this yesterday. So I would just ask that you put a stipulation on this motion in good faith to allow Corporation Council to review it, because I'm embarrassed about how incomplete it is, because it doesn't tell you what you're applying for, where it's going, what kind of grant it is, and what the stipulation is on the grant. So I agree it should be passed because of the timing and everything, but I just forwarded to you what I received. So there was no time to put it in the proper format. So I just ask for your consideration to just allow us to make sure that it captures what you intend.
Other than that, it was okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I'll be happy to do so. So if that's tacked onto the motion, feel free to move.
Who made the motion, Ron? Or George, you want to tack that on to your motion, George?
Well, okay.
All right. Who made the second?
Amend my motion.
And I'll amend my second.
You amend it? All right.
Include.
All right. Good. Okay. Any other discussion?
Just one question. You know, are these types of grants like, is there stuff on the south side of Main Street that we can utilize these grants for?
Good.
There are very specific requirements what the grant has to be used for. It's mainly design and building something. So in this case, the grant is particularly looking at creating jobs. Obviously, building an industrial estate would be leading towards that direction. Currently, we've got something like $6 million worth of grants for building across the road. We have an Urban Act grant of $5 million, which we spent about $150,000. We have a Rosa Delora grant of about $1 million that we have not touched at this point.
There was actually a $400,000 grant that we used for on the website, 80-page document that really was planning for the entire Main Street zone. So it feels duplicative.
Okay.
Is there a match for this required?
No,
that's the beauty. And if I can take some credit, I was invited, as you may know, to testify at the State Commerce Committee about 2 months ago. And one of the sort of objections we had to these SIF grants, it's designed for distressed communities, but there was a match of 25%. That requires a commitment from the board that you were prepared to match it, even though we may or may not get it. So I made a case at that thing in front of the committee that this was really a kind of burden on distressed communities. It's not in the requirement this year.
I'd also like to make sure that your name is spelled correctly at the bottom, Mayor. It's Jospeh D. Martino at the bottom so great. That should get corrected.
All right, thank you. Look out for me. That's good. Oh, boy. All right, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Vitturo, you'll take care of that sooner than later, so because we're on a time restraint.
Yes, if Roger speaks so kind as to send me some information tomorrow, we'll look at it tomorrow.
Sure.
Good, thank you. All right, 9.1, old business, 2024-25 capital plan revisions. Move to approve revisions to the 24-25 capital plan as approved and recommended by the Capital Planning Commission on April 28th, 2025. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Made by George. Is there a second? Second, Sarah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Number 10, executive session. Need a motion to go into executive session for A, multiple blighted properties, and B, two Factory Street. We'll invite Corporation Counsel, Linda Fusco, and Brian Hall.
So moved, 7:25.
Made by Ron. Is there a second? Second, Amy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Okay, for the...
Okay, for the folks online, I'm going to turn off the recording and leave you in the room because none of the aldermen are online, so we'll just mute the mic and close the recording, and then we'll note it when we come back in.
All right. Good. You good? All right. Need a motion to come out of executive session at 7:58. Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Sarah.
Second by Sarah. All in favor? Opposed? Motion carries. Number 11, regular session action from executive session. No action. Number 12, adjournment. Ron? 7:58. Is there a second? Second. Jess? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.